Hello.
Hello, this is Lacey. I saw that you wanted me to give you a call.
Hey, Lacey. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is Zach with Forest Buzz Houses.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We
talked. Well, we just talked last week.
Oh, yeah. I know. I was giving you a call just to see if anything changed.
Nothing's changed yet. I'm still waiting.
I hear you.
I'm still waiting, especially, I mean, if I can, I'm going to try to sell the house outright first,
mm-hmm.
you know, and see if I can get anything for it. If anybody would at least give me $200 for it, if I can. If not, then I'll contact you back, and, you know, if you're still interested, great. If not, I understand that, too.
Sure.
You know, but right now I'm still waiting because her realtor's got to come out, and I think wants her to sell the whole property in one piece. And she said that if she does do that, she's going to put it on the market for a month, and if it doesn't sell, then she's going to give me a call back and let me know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. Let me see here.
Yeah, the realtor I've talked to wants me to list it for $279. I don't think it's going to sell for $279, but if I can get $200, I'd be perfectly content with that.
Right, and remind me, if you don't mind, what else needs to be done to it?
Well, it's got a couple panes in the window, like three windows that the panes need to be replaced, and then the side door and the front door needs to be replaced. Now, it does not have central heater air. So, I have, Energy Star heat and AC units that are in the house that do heat and AC, but they are not central air. And a lot of people do like central air, but
yep.
with an older home, to do that, because of how large the house is, it's going to need a dual unit.
Sure.
And they're going to have to run the ductwork through the attic and then run the ductwork through the basement. Because it's got a full walk-up attic and a full basement. Plus
sure.
the other two levels in the middle.
sure. Yeah.
Those are the things that are going to need to be done if somebody was willing to buy it and they want to live it and make it a forever home, then they might want to put $100,000 into the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely like the area because I'm familiar with it and know the house, but and this is just me. This is just my opinion. Doesn't mean I'm right, but I mean, with it not having, you said it doesn't have heat, right?
Doesn't have central heat. There's a wood stove, and then I have window units that have heat. You know,
yeah.
it's kind of like a mini split, but a lot bigger than a mini split. I've got one on each floor.
Yeah. It's just a little, not as efficient in really all aspects, but I guess so.
No, it's not as efficient for heat. It doesn't do, like, during the summertime, the electric bill is, like, maybe $200, maybe.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
they're very, it puts out, like, I don't know, 21,000 BTUs or something for the AC. So it cools the, you know, each floor very well. But when it comes to the heat, it doesn't put out as many BTUs, so it takes a lot more electricity to heat it. But there is a wood stove so I use the wood stove all winter long, and it heats the whole entire house.
Yeah.
No problem. But you've got to be a certain type of person to be wanting to use that wood stove. You know what I mean?
I'm
that type of person. It doesn't bother me, but it may bother somebody else.
Sure. I mean, would you... No, I do like a wood stove. I mean, would you do anything less than 200? I mean, I want it. I want to make it fair.
Right. No, I understand. My thing is, all right, the lady wants from me to be, so in order to get the house that I need to be able to get it, to pursue her loan and all that good stuff, I have got to be able to give her, she wants $70,000. Okay?
Yep.
I owe on the house now like 134 and some change.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, in order to do that, I'm going to need like 200 and some thousand dollars for that. At least 200 for the house.
Right.
So that's kind of where I'm at in order to give her what she wants. And that's like giving me nothing. You know, I'm not making shit, really. I mean, I am making something. I'm making something to be able to get the house that I want. You know what I mean? That's kind of how I look at it.
Sure. So when you say assume the loan, you know, there are ways to do it. I know we talked about it, but, you know, there are ways to do it so you don't, you know, have to, I guess, qualify in a way. You know, you just keep the current.
Well, I mean, I don't think I'll have any issues with the qualifications. I don't think. I mean, my husband's credit score is like 630. And yeah. When it comes to a VA loan, they only require 580 or above.
And remind me, where is she looking to go?
Oh, she's looking to go out of state.
Is she going to buy?
So she found a retirement community, and she wants to build her house on, like, I guess it's a retirement community where you buy the plot land and then you build your house.
Yeah.
And that's what she wants to do. And I don't know if she said it was in North Carolina or Florida. I don't remember where she said. But it's a retirement community, and, like, they do, like, chef things or you culinary days where she can go learn culinary stuff, and they do woodworking shops and all sorts of stuff. But she said she found it, and she loves it, and that's where she wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she's got to get these loans off of her name so she can finance, you know, I guess, to build her a house. Unless she can't sell it. That's why, I guess, because her property so she bought the property, it was, you know, originally with 10, like it was like 9-point-some-odd acres of land, the house that we want.
Mm-hmm.
She split the property up and built a barn dominium behind the property, and she's had that up for sale for like 216 days, and nobody wants it because of the easement on the driveway.
Sure.
So, and it's kind of like, but the thing is, it's not like a family house. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath garage, pretty much. It's a huge garage with a two-bedroom, two-bath house on the back side of the garage. You know, but it's just a huge metal building. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that could probably deter some people. So I guess her realtor's thinking if you sell both houses and all the land in one sitting, maybe somebody else might be interested in that, which I don't really know if anybody's going to be interested in that either, but you never know.
Sure.
I mean, somebody might use it as like a, I don't know, an in-law suite or something, you know?
Yeah.
So that's where I just kind of, I guess, him and hawing on things.
Okay.
But he was like, I really want you to have this property, but I've got to look out for me. And I'm like, I totally understand that.
Yeah.
So, because she has a loan also on the other property. I guess she has a loan on this house, and I don't know if she has two mortgages. I don't know what she's got going on.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got to sell them both, I guess, is what she's saying, in order to get another loan. So, I don't want to be all up in her business, but I finally talked to her Saturday, and she was like, I'm so sorry, I hadn't got back to you, this, that, and the other, but the realtor hadn't been out, she's supposed to come out this week. So she was like, but the realtor, if she wants me to do a whole bunch of stuff to this house to put it on the market to make pennies, I'm not doing it. Because it really, the house that she has, it only needs a little bit of work, and it's very minor stuff that we could do ourselves. Because we did renovate the inside of this house, some of it, not all of it, because I got pregnant and had to quit, but... And then when the kids come involved, I couldn't, you know, things just change. But we did do, like, flooring and paint and replaced all the light fixtures and the ceiling fans and all that fun stuff. You know, the materialistic crap, the stuff that looks good.
Yeah.
So it didn't look like shit, you know. We replaced most of the fans are all, you know, remotes. They're all remotes, and they're all up-to-date, nice, decent fans. But I just hadn't got around to... doing the outside. Like, I wanted to paint the outside and put a new roof on eventually, and gutters and all that, which I still might do gutters anyway because they need to be done, and fascia boards. Well, it's only like 3 fascia boards, but if we're going to do all new gutters, I might as well do all new fascia boards in my mind. But we're just kind of at a standstill. I mean, if that's the case where we don't go that route, I will do a little more fixing up on the house so I can sell it. Yeah. But
it's 5 bedrooms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it depends on how you look at it. So the one of the rooms downstairs has got, they considered that a 5th bedroom, but it has a wood stove in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wouldn't put a bed in the room where a wood stove is. Like, right now I have a desk in there for an office. But
okay.
There's 4 bedrooms upstairs on the 2nd level and a full bath. And then there is a bathroom downstairs with a corner shower.
Sure.
So a corner shower and a toilet, of course. but, I mean, if you took the wood stove out, yeah, that technically would be a 5th bedroom. But that's why they considered it that. But
sure.
There's a wood stove in there, right? So I don't think anybody's going to want to sleep in a room with a wood stove. But, you know, I could be wrong on that, too.
That's right. So, I mean, I couldn't do 200, you know.
Yeah. Well, what is your all-time asking, I guess, is, I mean, or just mull it over and think about it. The thing is I have to be able to give her, I got to assume her loan for 230, and then she wants 70. She may come down on that. I'm not absolutely positive. That's just what she's told me, which technically that's pretty much making us, you know, purchase the house for $300,000, which is worth it to me because it's probably worth more than that because it is in Palatine County.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with 5.5 acres of land, probably worth more than that. But a lot of people don't always want a horse property either because it does have fencing and stalls and all that. So.
Sure. And, you know, the one thing is, you know, you said she wants 70, but I guess my question is, you know, is it worth, you know, trying to do that when, you know, maybe that's not the best option because you, you know, less if you just buy it normal.
I mean, no. If I buy it normally, my rate, I mean, our with the interest rates the way they are, we would be paying $4,000 a month on that.
Right. So your monthly payment would be higher, but.
Yeah, it'd be a hell of a lot higher. It would
right.
be excruciating. If I assumed her loan, my monthly payment would be $1,100.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand.
You know, that's the only reason I'm doing any of this, really and truly, is because I'd be taking over her loan with the 2.45% interest rate. And that's really the only reason I haven't left this house is because my interest rate is 2.8 or 2.75 on this house.
Sure.
Because I got it back in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever see that going happening again. Otherwise, I'll probably be stuck in this house the rest of my life. And then, yeah, I might, you know, take some money out on the equity or whatever if I have to do some fixing up if I knew I was going to stay here for the next 15 years. But I'm trying to not have to do that because I have small kids and I don't like being on the right on the backside of my property being on 360.
Sure. So,
you
I mean,
know?
Even if we were able to do something close to 200, I mean, would you even be able to make sense?
I mean, yeah, I'd be interested in it. It just depends on, the thing is right until this all goes through, I don't really have anywhere else to go right now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have another house to move into unless I want to move in with my parents, and that is definitely not what I want.
Right.
I mean, well, we have a camper. It's not like we could place that somewhere, but I don't really want to do that either, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd have to find somewhere else to go.
Well, if, I guess, you know, and her timeline is basically kind of on waiting on you at the same time, right?
No, she's not. She understood that she has to add me to everything. She just wants to know from her realtor whether or not she's going to put it up for sale. If she's going to put it, all the property up for sale, she said. If she puts it all up for sale, she's going to leave it on the market for a month, and if it does not sell, then pretty much she's like, the property is yours. We will go through the whole process. But she wants to know from her realtor what her realtor is wanting her to do to be able to put it for sale. And if it involves too much money, she's not going to do that. And then we're going to go ahead and start the process of assuming the loan.
Sure.
Because she's like, I'm not putting a whole bunch of money into a house that I'm not living in and I'm not going to make but pennies on.
Sure. Regardless of, you know, the situation, you know, you had mentioned that the realtor said, you know, to list your house at $279, and you know, I don't necessarily agree with that. But you know, that's just my opinion. And
right, and I mean, and I don't think it would sell for $279. My personal opinion.
I guess that leads to ask you. Are you willing to work with someone who's just going to tell you what they want, what you want to hear, or do you want to work with someone who's actually going to perform?
Right. No, I understand. I mean, my thing is, if I can get what I need to get out of the house and get this other property, I'm fine with it. You know what I mean? That's what it boils down to. You know, if Heather's just telling me what I want to hear, that's great. But the only reason I called her is because I bought it from her originally. So she knew what condition the house was prior to me purchasing it. You know what I mean? She already knew what it looked like. She already knew how old it was. What, you know, she saw what we have done also during the renovations when we first bought the house. So it's not like she's unaware. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that was really the main reason I called her. And plus, I've known her for quite some time. Plus, I've known her husband. And they're pretty decent people, but I know that they're always out trying to make money, too. So I get that as well.
Right.
So, I mean, especially her husband. He is definitely, if he's going to put money into something, he's going to make money out of it. That's for damn sure.
Sure.
I know Nathan. He always does that. And I'm not saying that's bad of him. I understand if you're going to put money, you got to make some kind of capital somewhere. I get it. I mean, that's what he does for a living. That's his business. Or part of his multiple businesses that he has.
Right.
But, you know, that's the main thing is just I want to be able to give her what she needs to be able to get the house, assume the loan, and then if I can get that, then I'll be perfectly fine. If she's willing to take, you know, $50,000 instead of $70,000, that would be great, but I don't really know until she contacts me back. And she is an older woman, so getting a hold of her is like pulling teeth, I'm telling you.
Well,
she doesn't keep the phone on, you know, in her pocket 24/7. It sure might be on the kitchen table while she's outside in the garden type deal, you know?
Right. Well, pulling teeth around here is pretty easy for me, but I hear you.
Yeah, but she's just, you know, that's just who she is, so.
Sure.
You know, and she's not also in a rush, it seems like, either.
Right. And it sounds like, you know, she's kind of prioritizing trying to sell the whole thing in a way.
Yeah, well, and I think her realtor's trying to push her to that,
mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know who her realtor is. I couldn't tell you. I know what property is hers. I guess I could look up the property online and see who's selling it. But
I mean, we'd love to help. Even if you were able to get close to 200, it sounds like you wouldn't be able to even do anything.
Yeah, it just depends on if she dwindles down to 70,000. It depends on how much she definitely wants. When it's all said and done, how much do you want on top of assuming your loan?
Sure.
You know, that's really what it boils down to.
And I mean, you
Because
know.
if she wants 70, then I'm gonna have to do 200,000. I'm gonna at least have to try to get 200,000 for the house.
And I mean, you know, I'd love to work with you and, you know, just to like give a you know, an idea, you know, ponder, you know, since, you know, you've expressed how low the mortgage payment is, you know, so, you know, ask her like, hey, you know, either would she take less or hey, would you take, you know, some now and then some over time, you know, on a like a monthly basis type of thing. Because you do have,
Right.
you know, you do have that low mortgage, or you would have that low payment, so you know you could afford to, you know, pay her on a monthly basis, and then that would allow your option to, you know, be able to take, you know, a little bit less and then still accomplish what you're trying to get.
Right.
So I think you know, the next question or you know, the next conversation that you have with her is just like, hey. You know, are you willing to take less? Because I mean, we do. I do want to buy it. We do want to buy it. We, you know, we're very familiar with it. So, you know,
Yeah,
we're
I think this house is, I mean, it's got good bones. I mean, hell, it was built in 1930.
right.
It really does. It's got a story behind it, that's for sure. I've had so many people tell me, "Oh, I know so and so that used to live there. Or, I know so and so that used to live there. Or, I used to play ball with the guy that lived there." Or blah 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 blah. So, I mean, hell, the garage was used as an antique store at one time. I found that out. There was a gas station right beside the property on the other property. Like that butts up to my property, the field right beside it. There was a gas station there. There's hell, I could, the concrete pieces are right on the other side of my property. When we were blowing leaves, we found it. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Right.
You know, it's definitely got it's got character, that's for sure. And it could be a beautiful house. Like I thought about when I saw it, the whole reason I bought it, I was like, man, I'd like to put a wraparound porch on it, redo the deck. You know, put a covered back deck and then maybe extend the deck out so half of it's covered and half of it's open. You know, I thought all these things.
Yeah.
You know, that could be done. And then paint it. Maybe instead of the roof being shingled, do like metal. You know what I mean? Or do shingled at the very top and then do metal on the actual porch side so you can, you know, hear the rain when it comes in. That sort of thing. Plus, where it sits. I've got a swing in the front yard right in front of our fire pit. When the storm comes in, it is just beautiful. Just watching the storm roll in because it's just open. It's all open. It's
Sure.
gorgeous. So anyways, those are the things that when I had originally purchased the house, I was like, well, this could be so something. And then, you know,
Well,
it's definitely a house that it has a lot of potential.
sure. Well, have that conversation with her, and then, you know, we can kind of recircle and, you know, let's just see what we can do. You know, I'm interested and
Okay.
sounds like maybe you should just talk to her again and seeing if she's open to kind of, you know, a payment plan or taking less
Yeah.
or both.
Right. Well, I told her I wouldn't bother until she called me back. She said she was gonna call me back once the realtor comes out to let me know what she's planning on doing. So hopefully I'll hear from her this week. If not, I'll probably call her over the weekend or something, Friday or Saturday or something. I don't want to bug the crap out of her because I felt like I have.
Sure. Sure.
But as soon as I know something, I will definitely give you a call back, Zach.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, and
Not
I'll follow up with you just to see if we can make this work for you.
a problem. Okay, sounds like a plan.
All right. Have a good
All
week,
right.
and I'll talk to you
You
soon.
too. All righty.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.